in the lunchtime edition. Government intensifies a cleanup of derelict buildings and cars, with more than 100 properties slated for demolition and more than 1,000 vehicles to be removed and discarded. Payne's Bay residents alarmed over the recent robbery of a neighbor at gunpoint and want something done about the spate of crime. Gas station operators on heightened alert after the surge in robberies and the shooting at a station in which a man was killed and a gas attendant injured. And the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union pleased with the heightened security at schools but urges the authorities to ensure the security guards are trained. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. More than 100 owners have been issued notice of the possible demolition of their derelict properties, and more than 1,000 vehicles are to be removed as government accelerates an island-wide cleanup program. The Environmental Protection Department today published notices listing 123 properties identified as derelict buildings subject to demolition. The notice states that the ministry proposes to demolish buildings which are considered to be in a dangerous state and are potential health hazards. The acting permanent secretary in the Ministry of the Environment and National Beautification, Anthony Headley, tells Starcom Network News, this forms part of the overall national beautification effort, part of which is to remove derelict structures. He explained that the publication of the notices is the final warning to owners after a series of steps to try to get them to clean up their properties.
In accordance with the Health Services Act, the ministry is required to notify owners of properties with respect to what are the failings and what has to be done to correct the health nuisance that's created on the property. So we would observe a physical notice, which is placed on the property. It's also placed in the mail by registered mail. And the third component in terms of notification to the owners that action has taken is the publication. And that publication then was made today to inform owners, those who may have missed the notice that's placed on the property or may not have received the registered mail that was sent via the mail. So this is the third step to ensure that the owner is aware of their legal obligations for cleaning the property and removing a health nuisance.
The ministry has also issued contracts for the removal of derelict vehicles.
We've issued 3 contracts for the vehicles, and that is approximately 1,000 vehicles in this first movement. We have our contractors out doing the identification, and in the new financial year, we would have a more comprehensive list in terms of vehicles and structures that would need to be addressed under the law.
That's the acting permanent secretary in the Ministry of the Environment and National Beautification, Anthony Headley. Residents of Chapel Gap, Payne's Bay, St. James, alarmed over a recent early morning robbery and the upsurge in crime overall. The incident, which occurred last week, was captured by a security camera, and the video has been making the rounds on social media, with many Barbadians voicing concern over the incident. The viral video shows a woman standing in front of a mini mart, we are told, in that area, when she was approached by men who violently attacked her. One of the men carried a gun. When Starcom Network News visited the area this morning, one resident recalled hearing the cries of the victim, who resident said was on her way to the gym when she was attacked.
We had a lady out there hollering. We look out there.
My daughter sees them tear gun cross there, and the lady lost her head, bust up.
And I just beat the lady for what?
But we was in the veranda. She went to she brother.
The lady was on her way going to the gym.
I mean, she didn't have no money. She didn't have nothing, so.
And they just bitter for nothing because they didn't get anything. I met young boys. They never end up, they're in their 30s yet. And outdoor these things here. As a mother, and I got 4 children, I won't want anybody to do that to my children. And they didn't even only hear because they understand that if in 2 weeks, it's people that are just walking, talking to people that are walking. They need to do something about it. They got to stop. It needs to stop.
Another resident wants to see a neighborhood watch set up in that community.
Innocent people, innocent should never happen. People from the neighborhood condemn it right down the end. People from out in the neighborhood still condemn it. It should never happen in the neighborhood. I sit here, right? And you see so much strange people in this neighborhood. And I got myself, who are these people? A free neighborhood need a neighborhood watch, you know? Straight through this PSB. Neighborhood, PSB neighborhood watch. But people is coming to this neighborhood, about time to change it up.
The resident said they heard the perpetrators had been apprehended, but this is yet to be confirmed by the police. This is the latest. Gas station operators are on heightened alert after the surge in robberies and the shooting at a station on Sunday in which a man was killed and a gas attendant injured. Petrol station operator David Bino explains the concern.
As a business that is high cash, there's a lot of cash. Yes, that's a concern in terms of the security the cash is on. And that has always been a concern within the industry. Obviously, now with the spread of violence increasing, then it would become more of a priority issue. Maybe try hard to ensure that the staff operate accordingly, where they are more aware of their surroundings, where they are more aware of persons around them. Because, as I said, cash is something that attracts the undesirable.
Also, he's also worried about the brazen and callous nature of last Sunday's fatal shooting at a gas station.
To me, what it shows is the desperation of the persons involved in these crimes and so on, in that they have entered a high-risk area. You would appreciate that. Shooting and so on around petrol pump can be quite dangerous. So it just shows the mentality of the persons now involved in crime and so on, where they not only don't care about the other person's lives, but probably don't care about their own lives either.
That's petrol station operator David Bino. The Barbados Secondary Teachers Union is pleased with the deployment of security guards at all public schools, but stresses the importance of having them trained. The president of the BUSTU, Mary Ann Redmond, says guards should be adequately trained to deal with the many issues that occur at schools.
This is something that the BSTU requested and recommended for a long time now. So we are very happy about that development. Our only concern is that the guards are properly trained. Because previously, on too many occasions, when questioned, guards have said that their job is to protect the plant, i.e. the buildings. So we are hoping that they have been properly trained to do things like prevent intruders from entering the premises, to assist when there is any violence in the schools, to assist in everyday type situations at school. And it is a situation, of course, where very many schools have hundreds of people on the school premises in any school day.
The president of the BSTU, Mary Ann Redmond, the Barbados Defense Force, BDF, has launched a major recruitment drive advancing the government's mission to expand the force. Prime Minister Morley highlighted the expansion plans during the institution's 45th anniversary parade last year, with a target of growing the force to at least 800 active members over the next 5 years. The initiative aims to strengthen national security while creating more opportunities for young Barbadians to serve in the force. The recruitment drive begins today and runs until the end of the month. And firefighters are racing to battle the first fire stoked by the latest wind event in Southern California, but were set back this morning by a new blaze. Our top stories. The Barbados government intensifies a cleanup of derelict buildings and cars, with more than 100 properties slated for demolition and more than 1,000 vehicles to be removed and discarded. Paynes Bay residents, alarmed over the recent robbery of a neighbor at gunpoint, want something done about the spate of crime. Gas station operators also on heightened alert after the surge in robberies and the shooting at a station in which a man was killed and a gas attendant injured. The Barbados Secondary Teachers Union pleads with the heightened security at schools, but urges the authorities to ensure the security guards are trained. And the Barbados Defense Force launches a major recruitment drive. The Lunchtime Edition. From Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.